Good stuff today. We had adjusted practice a little bit, moved it up a half hour to make sure with the weather. I thought our guys did a good job with that, and then it went out, had some move the ball situations, even in 7-on-7, which was excellent work for us. And then we finished up with the opportunity period. I will say this, one thing that I'm really fired up about is Mercedes Lewis. He is sister, right, Ry?
Yes, sir.
Sister graduated in California on Wednesday, so he flew out, went to the graduation, caught a red eye to be back here today for practice, and now he's flying out after tomorrow to go to workers' football camp that he's putting on. So unbelievable. These guys are amazing. Many stories like that. We point them out today in the meeting. Some guys that have really come a long ways and really stepped up, like Mike Brewster and Demetrius, you know, just a number of guys, Bumpus, many of the guys that I mentioned to you. So it's really cool how it's coming together. I thought it was a well-executed practice on both sides. Even though offense had some shots where they moved the ball, you know, with pads on, we'll see what would happen. But good execution.
Bortles looked sharp.
Yeah, he did a nice job. Did a good job, completed some passes. Didn't have a lot of reps in a row, you know, both him and Chad, but they did a good job executing.
What's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of Paul Posluszny as a football player?
Just steady, and I mean steady at a high level. You know, he's a guy that I think is, he generally, genuinely helps people get better. He'll talk to Gino, he talks to JT. I mean, he's always trying to help guys. And I think what happens is he does that because it puts more onus on him to make sure he's on it. And he's just playing at a much faster tempo this year, too, I believe, just because I think he has a better understanding.
You ran the two-minute. You've done a lot of that this camp. Why do you like running that drill?
Well, there's so many two-minute situations. If you compare two-minute to goal line and situations, you might have 15 goal line reps the whole season. And 2 minute, those are great opportunities to be successful. And they generally occur pretty often. So we put a lot of time into it just because once we get into the season, you know, you get limited time to work out.
How did Ace and Mike look coming back?
Ace looked pretty good. Caught that bubble, saw him going down the sideline. And, you know, we were real cautious, just gave him a couple reps in each period, really trying to get him back ready to go for next week.
You're worried about shorts at all?
Cecil?
Yeah.
No.
It looks like it's lingering or just being precautionary.
It's just precautionary.
I know you have one OT left, but you go to 3 mini camp practices. Will those be the exact same stuff?
Different situations. You might see reps get spread out a little bit with the ones, twos, and threes. You know, if it's a 12-play period, they each get 4 reps. Then one more shot to get a chance to see everybody before we take off.
How's Paws doing? We haven't really asked you about him in a while.
Yeah. He's doing really well. Sometimes you get so caught up in everybody else, you forget just how steady he is and how good he is. So, yeah, he's doing a tremendous job. He's playing with good speed, that's what you expect from Paws, but we don't want to take it for granted.
Atlanta's going to do Hard Knocks. Is that good news for you?
Oh, that's great for Atlanta. I'm excited for them. No, that's great. You know, I think it's, the fans, I know they enjoy that and watching that and get an inside look, so I appreciate that.
Any second thoughts on the way you handled Denard last year, or is it good to maybe throw as much as you can at a kid and then see what he can handle?
Last year? It's a good question. I think we were just trying to figure him out. You know, trying to figure out where's his strength and how can we best utilize his skills. And, we did that with a lot of guys, and it takes some time to do that, but I think we've honed in a little bit more now.
You think that he responds maybe to being honed in, what he said?
Yeah, he's done nice. Now, that was his first one, right? I guess you can't say anything. He's had a really good OTAs, and that kind of speed and that athleticism. And he's just, it's a different, he's more focused in. And maybe it is because he's locked into one position.
Avery Jones back today, what do you like about him?
Avery's very multiple, can play different positions for us. And to have a D lineman that has that much flexibility is great. The more that you can do.
Do you need a guy on your line that can do that? At some point, you got to have that.
Yes, because of the limited number of guys we can have up, it gives us flexibility in other positions.
Gave Linder a shot with the ones today.
Yeah.
you got to work him in more and more.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's, you know, we started off early, moving him different positions. Then we've locked him in the guard. Now he's back to, you know, getting some reps with the ones. I think it's not just Linder, though. I really challenge our coaches to get everybody reps with the ones so they get a feel for what it's like. And how do you know until they get in that situation? So, you know, rookies, you know, we really promote that.
Do you anticipate next week Blake getting any reps with the ones?
We haven't talked about that, but, you know, somewhere down the line he'll get some reps with the ones.
Okay.
Well, I do know this. Our team believes in getting better. That's what I've seen through all of OTAs. They really have bought into that, and we believe in victory. And just like we were talking about earlier, I think, you know, those are two things. We believe in getting better, and we believe in victory. Those two things we keep saying over and over again to our team, and they've really done a nice job with it.
Is this a change from last year? You didn't mention victory much last year.
Victory is being the best that you can be.
I see. Okay. That's not the scoreboard, right?
We trust if we are the best that we can be, the results will come.
What about our OTA is better this year than last year, and if so, why?
Better? I think we accomplished things in both OTAs, but I think what seems different this year is they just have a better handle of the offense and defense and special team scheme we're asking. Although we've got new players, but when you have new players, the guys that have gone through it once already are helping them, so it's been a more efficient OTAs, I would
last
say.
Last question here, Stu.
Hey, Coach, did you maybe see any future Jaguars out there at the grounds today having the kids play?
Oh, yeah. They told me they were, too. So we have a corner that's coming up, a wide receiver. So, no, it was great to see them. You know, to have them out in practice. I know we've talked a lot about connect with the following, but it's just another opportunity to do that. And to get young people involved and get them excited about the direction is awesome.
Hey, off topic a little bit, John Madden said last week that the fullback is being completely phased out of pro football. You have a couple on the roster. Do you still see a good place for that?
Yeah, we do have a place for them. I think, but, you know, I think some teams, you're seeing a lot of spread type sets and things like that. But in our offense, we do have a place for them, and they have great value. You see, you know, whether it's two tight ends and two backs or one tight end, two back. We have that. It's a big, you know, not the biggest part of our package, but it has some importance.
Sure. Why will this team be better this year?
What's that?
Why will the team be better this year?
Well, I just feel like we continually have gotten better all through OTAs. And when you do that, you have a chance overall as a team to be better. And, you know, we'll see what takes place. But, you know, it just feels good. It feels like everybody, more of the guys are getting better at one time. And, again, I think it goes back to just understanding what their roles are and their responsibilities.
Is the lack of the receivers the last couple of weeks, has that prevented you from getting a very good look at your corners and safeties?
No, I'll tell you what, I think it's good because Hearns has really stepped up. Bumpus has stepped up. So those things came out to where we feel good about them, and it still challenged our corners. You know, it's you can still see on tape the principles, but they'll get challenged enough, and they have.